Greetings and welcome again to our series on spiritual warfare.
Dalam sarang wilujeng sumping dina seri peperangan rohani.
We're talking at the moment about the subject of gates.
Urang keur nyaritakeun tina ngeunaan gerbang.
Jesus used this analogy in Matthew 16, the gates of hell.
Yesus ngawa analogi ieu dina Matius 16 panto gerbang neraka.
And we've talked about shutting gates against the enemy. That has to do with our personal victory before the Lord. But then we're also talking about opening gates. How is the enemy arrayed against us in society? Where do I point my gun when I'm doing spiritual warfare?
Kemana sasaran senjata dina waktu peperangan rohani?
So the first one that we dealt with in the last session.
Geus dibahas dina sesi samemehna.
Was structures.
Nyaeta struktur.
This is what the word ruler and authority refers to in the scripture.
Ieu disebut pemerintah yang penguasa di kitab suci.
And then we talked about the area of geographical areas and people groups.
Geus dibahas ngeunaan daerah geografis jeung kelompok jalma.
There is more geographically focused prayer and missionary work going on than ever in history.
Nu ieu sipatna geografis, doa jeung misi musir ka dieu tibatan samemeh sapanjang sejarah.
And we're seeing major changes in nations of the world that have not been different for hundreds of years.
Aya perubahan gede di dunya tekungsi kajadian.
So I want to encourage you, geographically focused prayers really work.
Ajakna doa sing musatkeun kana daerah geografis bener-bener.
We can also go to places geographically.
Bisa init ka hiji daerah.
This is where we're having prayer marches and prayer teams that go to particular locations.
Geus waktuna ngayakeun doa nguriling.
But it's not just geographical, it's people group.
Tapi lain sekadar daerah geografis, tapi ka kelompok jalma.
Do you see that the attack of the enemy on teenagers may be different than on older people?
Ting sadar serangan ka barudak ngora beda jeung ka kolot.
The attack of the enemy on rich people may be different than the attack of the enemy on poor people.
Keur nu beunghar beda jeung kanu miskin.
So every people grouping in society needs a particular focus of prayer and ministry.
Jadi unggal kelompok di masyarakat beda-beda doana kumaha perluna bae.
A language group,
kelompok bangsa.
A racial group,
kelompok bahasa.
A social group,
sosial.
An occupational group,
nu beunghar.
All the taxi drivers,
supir taksi.
All the nurses,
perawat,
any distinctive group,
grup masyarakat,
an age group,
lansia,
children,
barudak,
senior citizens,
nukarolot,
any different grouping of people, the enemy has a target for them.
Musuh nyerangna ka unggal kelompok.
So how do I pray?
Kudu kumaha ngadoana?
I pray towards a particular grouping of people.
Abdi ngadoa kernu khusus.
Look up in the Bible sometime the phrase people groups in the world.
Dina kitab suci ditulis phrase kelompok jalma.
This is a major focus of our prayer and warfare.
Ieu fokus numunggaran tina doa jeung peperangan.
And it's not just warfare to pray.
Lain ngan sakadar peperangan.
It's warfare to go to places geographically and pray on location.
Tapi peperangan keur indit jeung ngaduakeun di tempat eta.
And it's part of our warfare to go focus on the people groups by ministering to particular people groups.
Peperangan rohani oge kudu indit ngalayanan di tempat eta.
Warfare is not just resisting the devil. Warfare is ministering to people and meeting their needs.
Peperangan lain sekadar ngusir setan, tapi ngalayanan jalma nulung pangabutuhna.
If somebody is starving to death,
mun aya nu kalaparan,
and I go feed him,
kudu init ngirim dahareun.
This is spiritual warfare.
Eta teh peperangan rohani.
Why?
Nah.
Because I'm turning around the work of the one who comes to kill and to destroy.
Kudu muter balikeun pagawean si pembunuh jeung nu ngaruksak.
So in any way you help people, you are doing spiritual warfare.
Kumawe carana ngalayanan jalma eta peperangan rohani.
It's more than rebuking demons.
Leuwih ti sakadar ngusir setan.
A third gate in our offensive warfare.
Gerbang nu katilu dina penyerangan urang.
Is the gate of the build-up of sin.
Gerbang lantarannya dosa.
How does the devil get access into the earth?
Yang jalan setan asup ke dinya.
He gets access through sin.
Liwatan dosa.
So, if people sin in a particular way for a long time,
lamun jalma boga dosa kalilan,
it gets builds up and builds up.
Eta saperti nu ngadegkeun terus.
It gets stronger and stronger.
Jadi leuwih kuat.
So sometimes we call this a stronghold.
Tapi ka urang nyebutna benteng.
The Bible uses the word powers.
Di kitab suci mah kawasa.
This is something that's gained strength.
Sabab boga kakuatan.
The more you sin in a particular way,
beuki loba dosa anu tangtu,
the stronger that grip of the enemy gets.
Beuki kuat ranggeumanana musuh.
We might call this a bondage.
Tapi sebut ikatan.
Or often we say it's a spirit of this.
Kapung sok disebut roh pengawasa.
So different terminology is used.
Loba pisan ngaranana.
But we need to understand what we're describing with our terminology.
Nu penting urang ngarti intina.
And I'm suggesting that this particular problem is the build-up of sin.
Abdi nyebutna nyeun dosa.
So we have strongholds of greed.
Urang boga benteng karoyalan.
We have strongholds of depression.
Benteng depresi.
Strongholds of violence.
Kakasaran.
Strongholds of lust.
Nafsu.
Powers of division.
Papasean.
You say, well, how many powers are there?
Aya sababaraha kawasa nu aya.
Give me a complete list.
Enta daftar nu lengkep.
Well, that's impossible.
Mustahil.
You tell me how many things people can do wrong.
Lamun bisa mere daftar kasalahan manusia.
Then I will tell you how many powers there are.
Nyebutna sakumaha kawasa nu aya.
Because there can be a power of anything that people can do outside of truth and righteousness.
Lantaran kawasa teh salilana aya nu dilakukeun di luar bebeneran jeung kaadilan.
So in our spiritual warfare, we need to look for what the predominant strongholds are.
Dina peperangan kudu nempo benteng nu kuat.
What is this city known for?
Kamasur naunana kota teh.
What are the biggest problems here?
Naon masalah nu gede.
What are the problems that have been here for a long time?
Naon masalah nu geusila.
What about this family?
Kumaha keluarga.
What are the biggest problems in this family?
Aya masalah gede.
Has these problems been there for a long time?
Aya masalah nu geusila.
Are they of the nature of the enemy?
Aya hubunganana jeung sifat musuh.
And God shows us the powers.
Gusti baris masian terang kawasa eta.
They can be in a family, a city, a nation.
Ya bisa kejadian di keluarga, kota, jeung bangsa.
Anywhere people are sinning, there can be a build-up of power.
Manusia nu boga dosa, boga kawasa.
Now our job is to break those powers down in Jesus' name.
Tugas urang ngancurkeun di jero jenengan Yesus.
So when God shows you the powers, here are things you're to do.
Waktu Gusti nuduhkeun urang kudu.
Number one, you avoid their influence.
Nukaiji, jauhan pangaruhna.
Now I know what's here.
Aya naon nukat diri.
God has given me an indication.
Gusti masyan indikasina.
Because I see the conditions or I discern something.
Sabab katempo jeung karasa.
Now I can avoid the influence that it has on me.
Matak bisa ngajauhan.
Number two, we can pray more specifically.
Nomor kedua, orang bisa boga dosa anu spesifik.
Instead of saying God bless this city,
dimanan ukur Gusti ngaberkahan kota ieu.
I can say we come against the power of greed in Jesus' name.
Kurang lawan kawasa royal di jero jenengan Yesus.
It helps me focus.
Ieu nulungan urang.
Number three.
Nu katilu.
We live the opposite.
Paparing pang.
Spiritual warfare is not just rebuking demons.
Peperangan rohani lain sakadar ngusir setan.
It's the way I live.
Tapi gaya hidup.
And if there's a power of something,
mun aya kawasa sejen,
then I do the opposite.
Hirupna papalingpang.
Suppose there's a power of depression and oppression in a place.
Contoh, aya kawasan uneken jeung depresi ti musuh.
I begin to rejoice and to give thanks in all things.
Abdi sukacita jeung ngucapkeun syukur dina sagala hal.
And that combats the powers.
Ieu lawanna kawasan tadi.
Suppose you live in a society that has a great power of covetousness and greed.
Upama urang hirup di lingkungan nu materialistis jeung saraka.
God has given Christians a wonderful weapon against this power.
Urang geus dibere sanjata nu luar biasa.
It's called giving.
Nyaeta daek mere.
When we give, it breaks the powers.
Waktu mere bakal ngaruntukeun eta kawasa.
We should never just take offerings and give collections.
Ulangan saukur menta persembahan jeung mere.
Giving is a spiritual warfare weapon.
Mere teh senjata peperangan rohani.
The biggest demonic force on the planet is the power of mammon.
Kawasan nu gede di dunya ieu teh nyaeta mammon.
It's the love of money.
Cinta duit.
Not money itself, but the greed for money.
Lain duitna, tapi cinta duitna.
And Christians have a principle that breaks this down.
Orang Kristen boga prinsip keringanjukeunana.
So we should always give in faith that we're breaking this thing.
Lamun mere make iman, eta teh ngancurkeun kawasana.
It breaks down the powers that are built up.
Ngancurkeun kawasana nu aya.
Now this can also include intercessory repentance.
Kasup doa syafaat dan pertobatan.
Intercession means to do something for someone else.
Nah, doa syafaat keur nu sajena.
And Jesus died not for himself but for us.
Yesus pupus lain keur dirina, tapi keur urang sararea.
And he is before the Father constantly interceding for us.
Di payuneun Bapa terus ngadoa syafaat keur urang sararea.
So intercessory repentance is repentance that I do on behalf of others.
Doa syafaat teh bikin pertobatan nu sajena.
I cannot repent for somebody else's sin to see them saved.
Teu bisa nalangan nu sajen bertobat supaya diselametkeun.
Everybody's responsible for their own sin.
Sakabehna oge kudu tanggung jawab.
But here's what I can do.
Tapi nu disebut.
Because people have sinned over the years.
Loba jalma boga dosa mangtaun-taun.
In the nation.
Di bangsana.
In the family.
Keluarga.
Even in the church.
Di gereja.
There has come a stronghold.
Ieu ngajadikeun benteng.
These people are dead.
Loba nu geus maot.
They're not here anymore.
Gaya deui.
But the stronghold has continued.
Tapi bentengna tetap aya.
Some people call these generational bondages or curses.
Aya nu nyebut kutuk ka generasi-generasi.
I simply call them power assignments.
Atawa kuasa anu diturunkeun.
So what can I do as an intercessor?
Jadi pendoa syafaat.
I can repent in an intercessory way.
Kurang malikan deui cara doa syafaat.
For instance, I can say this.
Contohna.
Would you women forgive us men for these following things?
Daekeun awewe mere ampun ka lalaki.
The rest of the men don't know I'm doing this.
Penyaun, sebagian mah.
The rest of the women don't know you're forgiving us.
Awewe oge sawareh mah teu nyaun.
This is an intercessory act.
Tapi ieu teh syafaat.
But because there's a stronghold built up between men and women,
lantaran aya benteng antara awewe jeung lalaki,
we can break down these things.
Urang bisa ngaleukeutkeun nukil.
Would you non-white people forgive the white people for the things that we have done?
Teke nu kulitna bule, nu teu bule ngampura anu kulit nu kalakuanana nu bule.
Nehemiah said, I and my ancestors have sinned. Please forgive us, Lord.
Nehemiah nyarios abdi jeung karuhun geus boga dosa. Hapunten abdi Gusti.
We can break down the strongholds that have been built up over many generations.
Kurang bisa ngancurkeun benteng nu diadegkeun ku sababaraha generasi.
In a family, in a nation, in a church.
Di keluarga, di gereja, jeung bangsa.
Just know what it is and break it in Jesus' name.
Deteksi naon bae dianjurkeun di jero nami Yesus.
Now the fourth area that I want to talk about.
Daerah nu kaopat.
We've talked about structures.
Nyaritakeun struktur.
We've talked about geographical and people group.
Geografis jeung kelompok jalmi.
We've talked about powers and strongholds.
Kawasa jeung benteng.
But there's a fourth gate.
Aya gerbang kaopat.
This is the gate of deception and darkness.
Panipuan jeung kapoekan.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4.
2 Korintus pasal 4 ayat 4.
2 Corinthians 4:4.
2 Korintus 4 ayat 4.
It says the god of this world has blinded people's minds.
Dilolongkeun ku ilah-ilah zaman.
So here we see another operation of the enemy in society.
Ieu teh masih operasina musuh di masyarakat.
If you don't believe the truth, then the enemy is allowed to blind your mind.
Musuh diidinan ngalolongkeun pikiran nana.
What is this particular gate?
Naon maksudna gerbang?
This is the religious systems and the philosophies and the error.
Eta sistem agama, filosofi jeung nyimpang.
The enemy puts together religious systems and philosophical views to keep people's minds in darkness.
Ieu keur ngajaga pikiranana di jero poek.
What can we do about this?
Kudu kumaha?
Well, we break it down in the name of Jesus.
Anjurkeun bae di jero nami Yesus.
We drive back the darkness.
Usir kawasa poek.
Over nations.
Di bangsa.
Over people's minds.
Di pikiran jalma.
They really are in darkness.
Aya dina kawasa poek.
They can't hear the gospel.
Can ngadangu Injil.
They can't comprehend the gospel.
Ngarti babeneran.
They don't see it.
Lolong.
Even when you preach it to them.
Kurang khotbah kamaranana.
Because it's a supernatural darkness.
Ieu teh poek supernatural.
So if we don't do spiritual warfare,
untung ngayakeun peperangan rohani.
Billions of people will never see and hear the gospel.
Jutaan jalma teu terang Injil.
But the second thing we do,
kedua nu kudu dilakukeun,
is we must preach the gospel.
Ngawawarkeun Injil.
Write this down.
Sok, tulis.
You cannot separate spiritual warfare from evangelism.
Teu bisa dipisahkeun peperangan rohani jeung ngawawarkeun Injil.
And the only reason we do spiritual warfare is so that people can get saved and the church can be edified.
Maksud peperangan rohani teh pikeun nyalametkeun jalma jeung nguatkeun gereja.
We never go out to do spiritual warfare just to show our strength.
Lain sekadar nembongkin kekuatan.
We never just know the names of demons so that we can impress people with what we know. Because suppose I know the name of every demon over your city. And suppose I resist him in Jesus' name. If no one gets saved, if nobody in the church gets built up, if nobody gets their needs met, then I've done nothing.
Kosong.
So spiritual warfare is to help people.
Jadi peperangan rohani teh nulungan jalma.
Spiritual warfare is so lost souls can come to Jesus.
Nuker leungit datang deui ka Gusti Yesus.
But other pastors say to me,
tapi aya panatua nu nyarita,
we don't want to worry about the devil.
Mung khawatir perkara setan.
Jesus defeated him 2,000 years ago.
Yesus tos ngalehkeunana 2,000 tahun bareto.
We're just called to preach the gospel.
Saur teh keur ngabartakeun Injil.
What about the people who don't understand the gospel when you preach it to them?
Kumaha ceuk nu teu ngarti Injil waktu dibere nyaho?
What about the places in the world where you can't get to preach the gospel?
Kumaha pikeun nu teu kahontal ku Injil?
You have to push back the darkness first. But if you just push back the darkness and don't preach the gospel, you haven't done our job either.
Tapi mun teu ngusir poek teu ngawartakeun Injil, eta can rengse.
If you want darkness out of the world, you must put the light in.
Lamun hayang poek na nyingkir, kudu ngahurungkeun lampu.
So these are the four gates.
Aya opat gerbang.
Pray for structures.
Ngadoa keur struktur.
Pray for areas.
Keur daerah.
Pray for different groupings of people.
Kakabeh kelompok jalma.
Pray against the build-up of strongholds.
Keur benteng nu diwangun.
And pray against the darkness in people's mind and philosophies.
Ngalawan kawasa poek jeung filosofi.
Now we've seen the gates. We go back to Matthew 16.
Balik deui ka Matius 16.
To this statement that Jesus made.
Ka pernyataan Yesus.
I'm building a church.
Kami rek ngadegeun gareja.
This church will focus on the gates of hell.
Carta musat ka panto gerbang musuh.
And we've been talking about what those gates are.
Naon bae panto gerbang teh.
And then he said in verse
19,
I will give you the keys to the kingdom. What are the keys to the kingdom? Keys speak to us of authority. If I give you the keys to the building, then you have authority over the building.
Orang boga otoritas ke gedong eta.
If I give you keys to my car,
mun dibere kunci mobil,
I've given you authority over my car.
Boga otoritas pikeun mobil eta.
And Jesus said,
Yesus ngandika,
the authority is not going to be in the priesthood.
Otoritas teu saukur para imam.
Like in the Old Testament.
Seperti dina perjanjian lawas.
In the prophetic ministry of the Old Testament.
Dina pelayanan propetik perjanjian lawas.
In the kings of a nation.
Dina raja-raja bangsa.
The system's going to change.
Tim bakaroba.
I'm going to give my authority now to a new group of people called church.
Abdi masihan otoritas ka grup anyar di gereja.
Now suppose I own a building.
Upami abdi gaduh gedong.
The whole building belongs to me.
Milik abdi.
But I give you the keys.
Tapi upami kuncina dibikeun.
I say, I want you to take care of all the rooms in this building.
Pe gedong ieu dipiara.
I come to my building.
Terus datang ka gedong.
And I say, can you let me in this room?
Meunang asup ka jero gedong.
It's my building.
Gedong ieu nu abdi.
But I've given you the keys.
Tapi kuncina geus dibikeun.
That is the way it is with the Church of Jesus Christ.
Itu gambaran gereja Yesus Kristus.
And we know where the gates are.
Tapi terang di mana pantona.
But many of us are not convinced we have the keys.
Kalau banacan yakin orang dipasrahan kuncina.
We say things like, well, God will take care of it.
Eun wae, ku Gusti dipiarana.
So I want us to refer to Judges chapter 3.
Kurang buka Hakim-Hakim pasal 3.
Judges chapter 3.
Hakim-Hakim pasal 3.
The Old Testament is not just a history book.
Perjanjian lawa lain saukur buku sejarah.
The Old Testament teaches us the eternal ways of an eternal God.
Ajarkeun jalan kalanggengan ti Allah anu langgeng.
And one of these eternal ways is in Judges chapter 3.
Di antarana di Hakim-Hakim 3.
It says, these are the nations which the Lord left to test all those Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars of Canaan.
Ieu bangsa nu diantep ku Gusti sinanga ganggu urang Israel nu teu terang perang Kanaan.
He did this only to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who had not had previous battle experience.
Ieu teh keur ngalatih perang ka turunan Israel anu teu boga pengalaman perang.
I want you to notice that God is a warfare teacher.
Gusti teh dosena perang.
God believed in teaching spiritual warfare.
Gusti ngajarkan peperangan.
Now, how did he do this?
Kumaha carana?
He left the nations in the promised land.
Antunkeun eta bangsa di tanah perjanjian.
God's people entered in by faith.
Mat Gusti lebet ngaliwatan iman.
They claimed the promises.
Maranena ngarebutna.
God did a miracle to get them across the Jordan River.
Ngadamel mujizat supaya bisa mentas ka walungan Yordan.
They had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
Maranena ngurilingan di gurun salila 40 tahun.
They had been living in a foreign land for over 400 years.
Kiting di nagara asing 400 tahun.
Now they're anxious to enter into what the Bible calls the rest of the Lord.
Ayeuna kacidara yang nana arasup ka tempat nu ceuk kitab suci disebut tempat leleson Gusti.
They said, now we can build our homes and relax.
Ayeuna kami bisa istirahat jeung nyeun imah.
But as they looked around, they saw that the promised land was full of tribes.
Tapi nyaun eta tanah teh aya nu nyicingan.
Maybe you have noticed that you live in a world that is full of sin and evil.
Kurang sadar dirinya terpinung ku dosa jeung kejahatan.
God did not save you and take you straight to heaven.
Gusti moal nyelametkeun urang.
He left you in this land.
Karena ngahirupkeun urang dirinya.
And people starve to death in this land.
Terus kalaparan.
People kill and rape and do all kinds of evil things in this land.
Numaihan. Merkosa ngalakukeun ujahat.
There's all kinds of problems.
Loba pisan masalah.
Why did God leave you here?
Nah, Gusti mewarang hirup di nukil.
The same reason he left these tribes in the promised land.
Alasanana sarua nah Gusti ninggalkeun bangsa di tanah perjuangan.
To teach us warfare.
Keur ngalatih perang.
And we cannot deny that the problems are there.
Urang teu bisa nolak.
Because God said, you made the mess by your sinning, human beings, so you're going to clean it up in my name.
Teur Gusti sabab manusia anu nyeun kaributan ku dosana, ari nu ngaran sakeunana make ngaran kami.
This is the way it was to work.
Carana teh.
God said, I'm not going to drive the tribes out. You're going to drive the tribes out.
Teur Gusti, kami moal mangusirkeun bangsa eta tapi kudu kumaneh.
The problem is, they're bigger and stronger than you.
Tabaranena leuwih gede jeung kuat.
So you can't do it without me.
Maneh moal bisa mun teu jeung kami, tapi...
But I won't do it without you.
Oge sabalikna ti eta.
And that's the way it is today for us as the church.
Itu carana gereja digawe.
God is not going to resist the devil for you.
Gusti mau ngusirkan setan.
God, you're going to do it.
Kudu kurang.
Now you can't do it because he's bigger and stronger than you.
Kurang teu bisa sababanena leuwih gede jeung kuat.
But God said, I will give you the victory every time.
Dor Gusti, salawasna kami rek mere kaunggulan.
Here's what you do.
Pangna kurang
tigawe. You listen to me for the strategy.
Kadarek tos diajar ngeunaan strategi.
You march out against the enemy.
Tuluy maju ngalawan musuh.
And I will drive him out before you.
Gusti nu ngelekeunana di hareupeun urang.
So God gets the glory.
Gusti dimulyakeun.
Because it's his idea.
Lantaran ideena.
And it's his power that does the work.
Sareng kawasana.
But we are the ones who do the fighting.
Tapi urang nu ngalakukeun peperangan.
Now why is this true?
Nah bener.
Why doesn't God just take care of it all?
Nanteu ku Gusti wae sadayana.
It's because of a thing called authority.
Lantaran otoritas.
We have some wrong concepts about authority.
Konsep urang salah ngeunaan otoritas.
Some of us think authority has to do with personality.
Aya nu mikir yen otoritas aya hubungan jeung karakter.
We hear someone who's very loud and very forceful.
Urang ngadangu aya nu capetang jeung hebat.
Who's not afraid of anybody?
Nu teu sieuneun.
And we say he's a person of authority.
Cek urang manehna bogaeun otoritas.
Yes, but he was that way before he became a Christian.
Bener, samemeh tobat ge geus kitu.
That's his personality.
Eta mah kapribadianana.
Some of us confuse authority with an emotion.
Aya nu ngabingungkeun ngabedakeun otoritas jeung emosi.
We say, I feel the power of God and the authority of God.
Ngarasakeun otoritas Gusti jeung kawasana.
But then when we're away from fellowship and we can't feel it, then we don't know.
Lamun urang jauh ti riungan, urang teu ngarasa jadi bingung.
Others think authority has to do with how long they've been a Christian.
Aya deui nu nyaritakeun otoritas teh kumaha lilana jadi Kristen.
People say now new Christians shouldn't try to do too much warfare.
Aya nu ngomong nu anyar mah ulah dibawa kana peperangan.
So I always say, well, how much can they do?
Sabaraha lilana maneh meunang ngilu?
Well, to go after the big demons you have to really know what you're doing.
Keur ngusir setan nu gede kudu bener-bener urang nyaho nu rek dipigawe.
So I say, well, what size of demons can each person do?
Sagede kumaha ari setan nu rek diperangan teh?
There is nothing like this in the scripture.
Nyarita kitu dina kitab suci mah.
Because this is a misunderstanding of where authority comes from.
Ngarti ti mana asalna otoritas?
Some people think authority has to do with whether you're male or female.
Aya nu mikir otoritas teh aya hubunganna jeung awewe lalaki.
A woman got up beside me in one of my seminars.
Awewe nanyakeun.
And she says, now you ladies, when Dean is talking about these demons over cities and nations.
Upama dia nyeritakeun peperangan di kota jeung bangsa.
Don't you try that.
Ulah kitu.
That's for the men to do.
Ur keur lalaki.
Where is this in the scripture?
Di mana ayatna?
Authority doesn't come from male or female, it comes from the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Otoritas lain datang ti lalaki atawa awewe, tapi ti Roh Suci di lebet nama Yesus.
And because it does, anybody can have it.
Kulantaran kitu saban jalma tiasa ngabdi milikna.
Authority is an actual legal thing in the universe.
Otoritas hal nu ngawujud di dunya.
It's not just a theological concept.
Lain sekadar konsep teologi.
It's not just how worked up I get in the worship meeting.
Lain saukur kumaha abdi ngalakukeun dina ibadah.
Because what if I'm out in a prison someplace and I can't get in a good meeting?
Kumaha mun di panjara atawa teu aya ibadah?
It's an actual legal reality.
Sabenerna eta teh kanyataanana.
Let me give you some examples of actual legal reality.
Ieu contona.
Number one is marriage.
Nukahiji, kawin.
If I say to you today,
Wami abdin naros,
are you married?
Kadere kawin.
You don't say, I feel married.
Ngawalor abdi kawin.
I claim marriage.
Abdi nyuhunkeun.
I've read books.
Abdi maca buku.
I feel it.
Abdi kawin.
Has nothing to do with that.
Gaya hubungan pisan.
You say, I've only been married 2 days. Does that count?
Caderek, abdi nembe kawin 2 poe nah dihitung.
My wife tells me I'm married when I don't feel like it and when I feel like it.
Tepun bojo abdi kawin waktu kitu.
Why?
Nah.
Because marriage is an actual, legal reality.
Margi kawin perkara nu nyata nu resmi.
Citizenship.
Kewarganegaraan.
Are you a citizen of your country?
Kerek warga negara nu resmi.
You say, I feel it.
Bener kitu?
I'm claiming it.
Abdi minta.
I confess it.
Abdi ngomong.
Doesn't change anything.
Dengarubah nanaun.
You either are or you're not.
Nyato lain.
Now why do we need to know this?
Nah orang kudu nyaho.
Because the devil is a legal expert.
Setan ahli perkara legal.
And he knows how much authority you have.
Nyahun kumaha otoritas nu urang.
But he's found something out.
Manehna geus nyahun.
He's found out that many of us do not know.
Loba urang nu teu sadar.
So he pushes us.
Jadi manehna nuduh urang.
And he says, I can do this, and you can't do anything.
Omongna dideu rek ngalakukeun eta, tapi maneh moal bisa.
And if you pray too much, I will attack
mun
your children.
Mun maneh ngadua lila di dieu arek urang anak maneh.
And if you go to that particular country, you'll have trouble.
Taun maneh ti hiji negara pasti bermasalah.
And if you have a real effective ministry, all hell will break loose.
Mun maneh boga pelayanan efektif, neraka bakal nyerang.
And thousands of Christians believe it.
Loba Kristen anu percaya.
They say, oh, we have trouble in our ministry.
Kurang boga masalah di pelayanan.
Because when you are really effective for God, the enemy counterattacks you.
Lamun maneh efektif keur Gusti, musuh maneh baris nyerang.
Of course he will.
Pasti pisan.
But we must know we have authority to throw off the counterattack.
Urang sing terang, urang boga otoritas keur nyerang balik.
I was recently in a meeting where a man got up and gave a testimony. He said, we went to this country. It's a heavily oppressed country, demonically. We did heavy spiritual warfare there. When we came back, everything went wrong for everybody in our team. And we came to this conclusion.
Aya kesimpulan.
We tried to do too much. We weren't ready for this.
Kurang siap.
And I almost stood up on my chair and said, no!
Menang tu ngegerowok. Hentu.
That's exactly what the enemy wants you to think.
Eta kayang musuh teh.
We need to know we have authority so we can push this back.
Kudu ingat urang boga otoritas anu teu bisa jadi mundur serangan.
I'm going to use this book.
Abdi ngagunakeun kitab suci.
Because it's an actual thing. It's not just a concept, but it's an actual thing.
Ieu kenyataan lain konsep.
I want you to see that authority is the issue through all of history.
Otoritas teh sepanjang sajarah.
When God created people,
Gusti nyiptakeun manusia,
He made them different than other animals.
Dibedakeun ti satu.
He gave them the freedom of moral choice.
Mereka bebasan keur milih.
We're the only part of creation that can choose right and wrong.
Nan jalma nu bisa milih hade jeung salah.
And wrapped up in this choice,
simpulkeun dina pilihan.
God said in Genesis chapter 1, I'm going to give you dominion.
Daur Gusti na kejadian hiji kami rek mere kawasa.
Now the word give in any language is a very simple word.
Tetap mere di sakabeh basa nyaeta sederhana.
But lots of theologians don't understand this simple word.
Loba ahli teuluh teu ngartieun.
So I'm going to dramatize the word give to you today.
Abdi bade ngadramakeun hal mere.
God said to Adam and Eve,
Gusti nyaros ka Adam jeung Hawa,
I'm going to give you authority.
Kami rek mere otoritas.
Everybody see what's happening here?
Kabeh jalma nyahun.
Something that was in God's hands,
kabeh nu aya teh ti Gusti,
has now passed over to the hands of man.
Keur manusia.
That is the most important thing you will ever learn about living on this earth.
Ya penting pisan keur urang pelayanan hirup di dunya.
Outside of salvation through Jesus Christ.
Kajabat ti kaslametan di jero Yesus.
Why?
Naha?
Because it is the initial answer to the most asked question in all of history.
Ieu jawabanana kanu nanya sapanjang sejarah.
Why does God allow?
Naha Gusti ngawidian.
And if God is so powerful,
Pami Gusti Maha Kawasa,
then why doesn't He stop this?
Nah, tenulungan.
And why does He allow that?
Nah, ngawidian perkara eta.
None of us have all the answers to those whys.
Gaya nu bisa ngajawab naha.
But the initial answer is that God really gave something away in the garden.
Tapi Gusti tos masihan perkara di taman.
Now the devil was in the garden.
Setan aya di taman.
He saw what just happened.
Nempokeun naon nu kajadian.
And the devil has always wanted to control and to have authority.
Kalawasna yang nguasaan jeung boga otoritas.
In Isaiah chapter 14,
dina Yesaya 14,
which is a chapter you should read about Satan's fall.
Aya pasal nyaritakeun ragragna setan.
Isaiah 14, as Lucifer said, I will take over control of the universe.
Yesaya 14, Lucifer ngomong, hayang ngawasaan jagat.
Now here he is in the garden.
Jadi di taman.
He's been removed from heaven.
Tangisna diusir ti surga.
And he sees God give this to the new creation.
Nyaun Gusti masihan otoritas ke makhluk ciptaanana.
So he comes to the man and the woman.
Nyampurkeun ka awewe jeung lalaki.
He says, I know you have the freedom to choose.
Omongna maneh boga kabebasan milih.
You can disobey the sovereign God.
Maneh bisa taat kana kadaulatan Gusti.
And if you do that at my suggestion,
mun saran ieu dilakukeun,
you will share your authority with me.
Ngabagi otoritas.
That's what we did.
Baik, lakukeun.
That's what we continue to do today. That's why the devil is tempting you and not the monkeys in the zoo.
Eta sababna nu nyaho urang teh lain monyet.
It's because you have the only thing he wants.
Ngan hiji anu dipikahayangna.
You give the enemy authority.
Mere otoritas.
By your sin and selfishness.
Naliwatan dosa jeung egois.
So God put a plan into action.
Gusti ngawitan ngalaksanakeun rencanana.
I must become a man myself.
Urang kudu jadi manusia.
Why a man?
Nah, manusia.
Because God had given this to man.
Sabab manusia nu geus dibere.
Man uses his freedom to share it with the enemy.
Manusia kabebasanana geus dipake jeung musuh.
So God becomes man.
Jadina Gusti jadi manusia.
In the person of Jesus Christ.
Dina kapribadian nana Yesus Kristus.
For 30 years he uses his freedom.
Dalila 30 taun mantenang nganggo kabebasanana.
To say no to sin.
Keur nyarita.
Thank you, sir. He said, I do nothing except the Father tell me to do it.
Taurna kami tekmi gawe mun teu dipiwarang kurama.
So he used his freedom as a man to choose obedience.
Mantena kabebasan milih saperti manusia milih taat.
He said, no one takes my life, I choose to lay it down.
Marayanu nyokot hirup kami, rek milih sumerah bae.
He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but your will be done.
Mantena ngadoa di Getsemani, sanes kahoyong abdi, tapi kahoyong salira.
This is what qualified Jesus Christ.
Ya kualifikasi Yesus Kristus.
To take back this authority.
Kanggo malikeun deui otoritas.
God gave it to Adam.
Dimasihkeun anak Adam.
Adam shared it with the enemy.
Tapi mere ka musuhna.
And now Jesus Christ is qualified to take it back from the enemy.
Ayeuna Yesus nyandak deui ti musuhna.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 15.
Kolose 2 ayat 15.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 15.
Kolose 2 ayat 15.
Jesus Christ made an open show of principalities and powers on the cross.
Yesus Kristus ngira-ngira penguasa jeung pamarentah di kai palang.
And he stripped the devil of authority.
Mantena naranjangan setan tina otoritasna.
He disarmed the principality of the powers of darkness.
Narangsa dan panguru jeung kawasa poe.
This was what he took back.
Eta nu dicandak deui teh.
It really was given to Adam.
Kungsi dibikeun ku Adam.
It really was shared with the enemy.
Kungsi mere ka musuhna.
And now Jesus has taken it back.
Yesus dicandak deui.
The balance of power in the universe.
Kaseimbangan kawasa di jagat.
Then he rises from the dead.
Teras gugah tinu pupusna.
He does not go straight to heaven.
Teras ka surga.
He comes by planet Earth.
Tumatap di dunia.
And in John's Gospel, chapter 20.
Injil Yohanes pasal 20.
John 20 verses 21 to 23.
Yohanes 20 ayat 21 dugi ka 23.
John 20,
Yohanes 20,
verses 21 to 23.
Ayat 21 ke 23.
Jesus called his 11 remaining human disciples together.
Yesus ngagupay ka 11 murid-muridna.
And listen to what he said.
Maranena ngabarandungan sarusanana.
To these human beings.
Ka manusia.
To the beginners of the church.
Ka pendiri gereja.
Listen to what he said. As the Father sent me into the world, I am now sending you into the world.
Seperti Rama ngutus kami, kitu deui kami ngutus marane.
Listen to it, church.
Kenyapan ku gereja.
In the same way I was sent, I am now sending you.
Tarua bae abdi oge diutus, abdi oge ngutus sadere.
That's Jesus talking to you.
Ieu pangandika Yesus.
He is sending you into the world exactly the way he was sent by the Father.
Mantena ngutus urang ka dunya sami sapertos mantena diutus ku Rama.
Then he did a strange thing.
Terus midamel nu aneh.
He breathed on them.
Maranehna ditiupan.
Everybody watch.
Aya nyaraksian.
And he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Taurna tarima ieu Roh Suci.
Whosoever sins you forgive will be forgiven. Whatever sins you hold on them will be held on them. You have authority.
Orang boga otoritas.
To break down the strongholds of sin.
Ngancurkeun benteng dosa.
Or to leave them there.
Atawa diantep.
That's your authority as the church.
Ieu otoritas gereja.
You go into all the world and you preach the gospel.
Yang ka sakuliah dunya ngawartakeun Injil.
All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me.
Sadaya otoritas di sorga jeung di dunya tos dipasihkeun ka Yesus.
But you go and disciple nations.
Urang kudu miang jadikeun murid.
I will be with you to the end of the age.
Yesus nyarengan nepi ka akhir zaman.
You pray the kingdom to come.
Doa urang supaya kerajaan rawuh.
You pray the will of God to be done on earth as it's being done in heaven.
Hayang Gusti jadi di dunia seperti di surga.
You ask for daily bread.
Nuntun tedaeun nu cukup.
Why do we have to ask for daily bread if God has promised it?
Nah, urang menta pan Gusti tos kajanjikeun.
Because we have the authority.
Sebab urang boga otoritas.
Whatever you bind will be bound in heaven.
Dibengket, dibengket di surga.
Whatever you loose will be loosed.
Dilepaskan, dilepaskan oge.
So this is how we use the keys.
Ieu carana ngagunakeun kunci.
Open doors.
Muka panto.
Close doors.
Mendetanana.
Binding.
Talian.
And loosing.
Lepaskan.
Everything you do.
Anu dilakukeun.
Either binds one thing and looses the other.
Narek nalian atawa ngaleupaskeun.
I quench the spirit.
Pareuman roh.
And allow the enemy.
Ngasupkeun musuh.
If I'm functioning in sin.
Mun boga dosa.
I bind and cut off the enemy and release the spirit of God if I'm functioning in obedience.
Talian jeung pareuman musuh, lepaskeun roh Gusti lamun urang taat.
It does not matter what your opinion is about binding and loosing.
Tepaduli kumaha pikiran kana hal nalian jeung ngaleupaskeun.
Because you are.
Urang ngalampahkeunana.
Did you hear me?
Kadangu.
You are binding and loosing.
Urang nalian
sitting there in your chair right now.
Senajan keriuk.
If you're sitting there in pride,
naya dina kasombongan,
you're allowing the enemy.
Etangidinan musuh.
And you're cutting off the Spirit of God.
Karta maruman roh.
If you're sitting there in humility,
mundiuk bari handap asor,
you're yielding yourself to the Holy Spirit.
Eta sumerah ka roh suci.
And you're cutting off the enemy.
Maruman musuh.
Everything you do
naonu dilakukeun
binds one thing,
eta nalian
looses the other thing.
Atawa ngaleupaskeun.
These were terms used for the rabbis who said it's allowable and it's not allowable.
Dipakena rabi hartina nyebut nu meunang atawa ulah dilakukeun.
They were the ones who spoke for God.
Nyaritana kang Gusti.
Now God is saying there's a new group going to have this authority on the earth.
Teu Gusti aya kelompok anyar nu bakal boga otoritas di dunya.
And in my name,
nyaran kami,
they will cut off the enemy.
Manena bisa ngalahkeun musuh.
And they will pray the kingdom to come.
Ngadoakeun keur kerajaan Gusti rawuh.
So suppose I'm praying for this man here.
Contoh abdi ngadoa keur urang dieu.
How do I pray?
Kumaha ngadoana?
Cut off the enemy?
Ngalahkeun musuh.
Push back the darkness.
Ngalangan nu poe.
And pray the kingdom to come, the will to be done.
Supaya kerajaan rawuh kahayongna janten.
How do I pray for Afghanistan?
Abdi ngadoa keur Afghanistan.
Push back the darkness.
Halo kawasa poe.
Pray the light and the revelation of God.
Ngadoa keur sang jeung pewahyuan.
That's who we are.
Ya urang.
And if we don't drive the tribes out,
mun urang teu ngusir musuh,
they will not be driven out.
Manena mau nyingkir.
If you don't resist the enemy,
mun teu dilawan,
he will not stop doing things automatically.
Maeureun barang gawena.
Jesus said, in my name, you will drive out the devil.
Jero ngaran kami, mane bisa ngusir setan.
In my name, you will heal the sick.
Bisa nyageurkeun ugering.
We listen for the strategy.
Ngadangukeun strategi.
All prayer is to be led by the Spirit.
Saban doa perlu panuyun roh.
We do the praying.
Urang sok ngadoa.
We do the fighting.
Ngalakukeun peperangan.
And then the power of God is released.
Kuasa Gusti dilepaskeun.
To drive back the enemy.
Dikeun ngusir musuh.
And to release the kingdom.
Sarta ngadatangkeun kerajaan.
And we the church are the only ones who can do that.
Dan gereja nu bisa ngalakukeunana.
We are the new priesthood.
Urang iman nu anyar.
We are act on God's behalf.
Ngalakukeun di asmana Gusti.
Let's live in that authority.
Urang hirup dina otoritas.
And let's exercise that authority.
Terus latih otoritas.
And then we increase our power.
Tingkatkeun kawasa.
By three things.
Ngaliwatan tilu hal.
More time.
Loba waktu.
More people agreeing.
Aya riungan.
And more yielding ourselves to the Spirit.
Merah karo.
Every policeman has authority to make arrests.
Polisi boga otoritas pikeun nangkep.
But if you have more policemen together, they have more ability to actually make the arrest.
Leuwih loba polisina, leuwih loba newakanana.
Sometimes it takes more time to actually do the arrest.
Sakapeung perlu waktu keur newakanana.
So all of us have authority.
Sararea boga otoritas.
But we can increase our power.
Tapi bisa ningkatkeun kawasa.
With more time.
Loba waktu.
More people agreeing together.
Loba ngariung.
And more yielding.
Leuwih sumerah.
Like fasting and fervency and perseverance.
Puasa yakin jeung kuat.
Thank you, Lord God.
Nuhun Gusti.
That you have given us authority.
Kumasihan otoritasna.
Send forth your church to exercise your authority on this earth.
Ngalakukeunana di dunya.
To break down the strongholds of the enemy.
Dikeun ngancukeun benteng musuh.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Kawasa.
And to pray the kingdom to come.
Ngadoa supaya kerajaan rawuh.
And to preach the gospel.
Ngabawarkeun Injil.
And to live a holy life.
Dikeun hirup suci.
In a way that will bind and push back the enemy.
Kucarana lian jeung ngusir musuh.
And release the Spirit of God in the earth.
Ngaleupaskeun roh Gusti di dunya.
Thank you, Lord, for including us in this great transaction.
Nuhun Gusti abdi kanggo.
We stay dependent upon you to listen to your voice.
Abdi gumantung ka salira ngadangukeun suanten salira.
And to depend upon your power.
Gumantung ka kawasa salira.
Amen.
Amin.